Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We welcome you to tonight's high school varsity baseball. We are at Northwestern High School. Tonight's game, Lafayette Central Catholic Knights versus the Northwestern Tigers. We thank you for tuning in to tonight's ball game. You're listening to PuttingInSports.com. Both teams have had infield practice. We'll mention the umpire meeting happening right now. Umpires and coaches are going to meet together at home plate. We'll mention a little bit about each school. First, for the home team, the Northwestern Tigers, they have a school enrollment of 595. They're Class 3A, Sectional 20. There are seven in their sectional. Benton Central, Maconaqua, Northwestern, Peru, Twin Lakes, West Lafayette, Western. We'll mention the principal at the high school right here. Okay, it's pronounced Schoaf. Tim Schoaf. And then we'll mention the AD is Daniel Armstrong. I'll tell you what, he was selected and inducted 2018 Northwestern Athletic Hall of Fame. We'll mention the athletics director behind him is Peter Schroer. We'll mention Northwestern High School is located at 3431 North 400 West, Kokomo, Indiana, 46901. You can reach them on the web at nwhstigers.com at AD Tigers. They'll wear the collars purple and white. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. There's an East and a West division in the Hoosier Conference. In the East, alphabetically, it's Lewis Cass, Hamilton Heights, Northwestern, Tipton, Western. In the West division, Benton Central, Central Catholic, Rensselaer Central, Twin Lakes, and West Lafayette. We'll mention the Northwestern Tigers are currently 2 wins, 0 losses on the season. They are 2-0 in the East Division of the Hoosier Conference. We'll mention their two games took place. Northwestern went against Lewis Cass. Northwestern eked out the win 9-8 in 8 innings. And we'll mention Lewis Cass and Northwestern played here at Northwestern. Northwestern 13, Lewis Cass 3. That was the day after on April 7th. We'll mention the coaches. The coach here at Northwestern High School is Ryan Ward. We'll mention a little bit about Lafayette Central Catholic. Lafayette Central Catholic has a school enrollment of 293. They're Class 2A, Sectional 38. There are 6 in their sectional. Their sectional consists of Clinton Prairie, Delphi, Fountain Central, Lafayette Central Catholic, Steger, and Western Boone. The principal is Melissa Robertson. The athletic director is Tim Bourdonnais, 1987 graduate of Central Catholic. Assistant ADs are Julia Denhart and Nate Dino. Central Catholic High School is located at 2410 South 9th Street, Lafayette, Indiana, 47909. On the web, you can find them at lccathletics.com. On Twitter, at @LCC_athletics. They wear the collars navy and white. We'll mention the Hoosier Conference West Division right here, exemplified by Lafayette Central Catholic. And the East Division, exemplified by the Northwestern Tigers. The cross-conference matchup in the Hoosier Conference. The coach, as we'll mention, Lafayette Central Catholic, 2-1 on the season. They are 1-1 in the Hoosier West Division. Head coach is Tim Bourdonnais. And we'll mention the next games on their agenda. It's supposed to happen tomorrow night. It's going to be a doubleheader. It's going to be a doubleheader tomorrow night versus Benton Central. They'll be played at Lafayette Central Catholic, and stay tuned for the ball game. We'll get getting ready to step in right now and mention the starting lineups. Starting lineups going to be like this. First, for Central Catholic, they'll bat in this order. Playing second base, number 12, Owen Munn. Playing center field, number 27, Ben Mazur. playing left field, number 25, Carter Johnson. Being the DH for Central Catholic will be T.J. Bell. Playing defensively for T.J. Bell will be the pitcher, number 8, Bryce McCammon. Wearing number 32, he'll bat in the fifth position, and he's the first baseman, Justin Brady. Batting in the sixth position, the catcher, number 3, Jackson Kane. Batting seventh, right fielder, number 20, Caden Minnick. Playing shortstop, number 24, Evan Jeanhart. Playing third base, wearing number 15, Billy Owens. We'll mention defensively, they're going to set up like this for Northwestern Tigers. At the catcher's position, Cameron Davis, who wear 23. Doing the pitching, his battery partner, number 5, A.J. Burkhalter. Playing first base, number 3, Cohen Berry. Playing second base, Austin Robinson. He'll wear number 16. Playing second base, it's going to be number 16. Number 24 at second base, shortstop. That's Cole Wise. Playing third base, wearing number 34, Tate Williams. Tate Mullins at third base. In left field, Ty Jackson, he'll wear number 15. In center field, number 19, that'll be Cole Van Adder. In right field, we'll double check that, right field, going to be number 8. Cole Cardwell. Cole Cardwell in right field. And he'll wear number 8. We'll mention this game is in part being brought to you tonight by Reynolds Farm Equipment, Larson and Sons, Target Sports, Dean's Auto Parts, CarQuest Auto Parts, and Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales, Frankfurt, Indiana. Also, Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21, Real Estate. So getting ready for the national anthem, they're mentioning the lineup right here, public address. Station on the right, first baseline, and the left, third baseline. Getting ready to take the mound right there. It's going to be Northwestern Tiger pitcher, A.J. Burkhalter. And observe the national anthem. They're taking the field. Northwestern Tigers on the pitcher's mound. A.J. Burkhalter, who wear number 5, left-handed thrower. Well, he's a pitcher. His battery partner right there of Cameron Davis, 23, taking some warm-up pitches around the diamond. So they're going to take the field right now. And I'm getting ready for baseball here at Northwestern High School. Synthetic field turf right here at Northwestern High School. Got the markings for soccer out on it. Lights are on over at the little red diamonds to the left. They have four diamonds over there. They practice and they play baseball. And have a good youth program here at Northwestern. I can't read across one down. First batter of the ball game going to step in. He'll be the leadoff batter. Number 12, Owen Munn. 6 o'clock, going to wear the dark navy blue tops, white pants. Northwestern Tigers wearing the all-white uniforms. They've got the purple sleeves. Some of them select to have the purple sleeves. Burkhalter working right there has the purple sleeve on his pitching arm. Stepping in, 0-1 Munn. First batter of the ballgame. First pitch, Burkhalter. 6 o'clock. Outside edge, called strike. Steps back in, bit of an open stance. He'll close on the approach. Here's the pitch from Burkhalter. Outside of ball. Count goes 1-1. Peering in, looking at signals. Here comes a wind and delivery. Going to be a line shot caught by the shortstop. There's one out. Credit the catch to Cole Wise. He'll throw it around the infield. Second batter in the lineup going to be Ben Mazur, who plays the center field position. Today's ball game, where's number 27? Right-handed batter. Here comes the wind and delivery. Backdoor curveball in there for a strike. Back to the hill, peering for signals right there. Ben Mazur, right-handed batter's box. Peering in, here's the pitch. Backdoor curveball, misses outside. Count goes 2-1. Pitch comes in, fastball. Pretty good velocity, just missed outside. Count goes 3-1. Peering in, looking for signals. Lefty, A.J. Burkhalter. Swung on, foul shift. I check that, it's going to be caught in the glove. Pops out. Swing and a miss. Count goes 3-2. 3-2 on the count. Here comes a wind and delivery. Backdoor curveball. Check. Now the count goes 3-2. 3-2, first time to Ben Mazur. Here's the end of the signal. Strike 3. Take it low. Right there below the right the kneecaps. Second out after the line out in the backwards K goes down looking. Mazur stepping into bat. Number 25, Carter Johnson. Left-handed batter's box. First pitch, strike. Working that corner, outside pitch. Steps back in, 0-1 count to Johnson. Inside pitch, going to get a piece of it. He'll go to first base.
Johnson is hit by the pitch. And by number 16, E.J. Bell.
Stepping into bat, number 16, T.J. Bell. He'll be the DH to start this game. He'll bat in place of the pitcher, Bryce McCammon. right-handed batter. Moderate lead at first base, facing the lefty. Going to pop one right field. Going to move to his right, couple steps, make the catch. In right field, that's Cole Cardwell. The Knights leave one aboard. No runs. And we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Reynolds Farm Equipment. Since 1955, they're located at 1451 East 276th Street, Atlanta, Indiana. That's ReynoldsFarmEquipment.com. And now, Titus Bakery and Deli. They've been there quite a while. They've been there a couple of years. We'll mention, you can find them at Reynolds Farm Equipment. They are located inside. We'll mention the hours of operation. For Reynolds Farm Equipment, Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5, Saturday, 7:30 to noon, Sunday closed. We'll mention Titus Bakery and Deli. They're open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. On Saturday, they're open 7 a.m. to noon. Join them for a hot breakfast or that afternoon lunch. TitusBakery.com. Grab a hot coffee and a donut or that hot breakfast you've been looking for. Stop in and visit Reynolds Farm Equipment and Titus Bakery and Jelly along U.S. 31 in northern Hamilton County. First batter is going to step in for Northwestern Tigers. Going to be the center fielder, number 19, Cole Van Adder. Going to throw one down. Jackson Kane, second base, going to take the infield and throw it around. Cole Van Adder going to step in. Left-handed batter. Getting ready for baseball in the bottom of the first. No score. Northwestern Tigers batting. Left-handed batter to step in. Cole Van Adder, number 19 center fielder. On the pitcher's mound, Bryce McCammon. First pitch comes in a bit tight, a bit tall, not much. Count goes 1-0. This is a wind in delivery. McCammon, outside a ball. Count goes 2-0. Steps back in, Cole Van Adder. First batter in the lineup for Northwestern. Going to be a ground ball in the infield. High hop. Going to be fielded off the glove of the shortstop. Going to make it safely at first base. One aboard. For Northwestern. Will be called an infield base hit by the official scorer. Official scorer, also the public address, that's Wesley Miller. He's doing a pretty good job, absolutely. On the rubber, right-handed pitcher, he'll check first base down the stretch. In the batter's box, Austin Robinson. Pitch comes in high and tight. Working from the stretch, right-handed hurler, Bryce McCammon. Pitch comes in, right down Meridian, strike called. Count goes one ball, one strike. One aboard at first base, Cole Van Adder for Northwestern. Bottom of the first, nobody out. Pickoff move, he'll step off the back. Nonchalant, gets warmed up right there. Safe back at first is Van Adder. Pitch comes inside and tight. Ball two. Two balls, one strike. Right here in the batter's box, Austin Robinson. Here's a pitch from McCammon. Outside the ball. Count goes 3-1. At first base, Van Adder. Here comes the set. Here comes the pitch. Swung on. Fouled. Right side. Out of play. Count goes 3-2. Ball's made live, back in the rubber. Kiernan looks at signals. Looks at first base. Here comes a set. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. He'll go down on strikes. They'll steal second base on the pitch. Now it's second base, Cole Van Adder. Be a right-handed batter, number 24, shortstop, Cole Wise. Runner at second base, Cole Van Adder. Bottom of the first inning. Here's the set. Pitch outside. One ball, no strikes. Number 24, Cole Wise. Peering in looking at signals. Bryce McCammon. Set position. Here comes the pitch. Curveball inside. Just missed. The jersey. Steps back in. Two balls, no strikes. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. 2-1 count. One out. Bottom of the first. Runner at second base is Van Adder. Set position, McCammon. Pitch comes in low for a ball. Short hops to glove of Jackson Kane. 3-1. Pierney looking at signals. McCammon, set position. Here comes the pitch. Swung on, ground ball. Second base fielded by Evan DeHart.
Why is the bench hit moving around at the third?
Hot shot right at the middle. DeHart sprawled out, laid out for it, got a glove on it, couldn't get the pickup to throw to first base. Stepping into bat for Northwestern, number 34, Tate Mullins. He'll play third base in today's ballgame. Runners on first and third, one out. Peering in looking at signals. Bryce McCammon. Checks first base from the set. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. He'll step back in. Touch the plate far and near. Check first base, out of stretch, now to set, McCammon. Breaking pitch, nearly got the dish. Tate Mullins, stepping away. Runners on first and third, 1-1 count. One out, bottom of the first. Working from the stretch, now to set position. Here's the pitch. Outside of ball. Count goes 2-1. Steps back in. Tate Mullins. Peering in looking at signals from the set position. Pitch comes in high for a ball. Count goes 3-1. Steps back in. Looking at signals. Checks the first base. The set. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch. Breaking ball in there for a strike. Righty facing a righty. Count goes 3 balls, 2 strikes. Stepping back in. Checks the base runner. Here's the set. Here's the pitch. Ground ball. Third base. Going to be right down the third base line. Going to score 1. Jogging in to third base is number 24, Cole Wise.
Mullins with RBI double.
Whoops. Mullins ends up at second base with a double. One run in.
Now batting number 5, A.J. Burkholder.
One out in the inning. Stepping into bat. Number five, A.J. Burkhalter. Burkhalter steps in. Left-handed batter. Working against Bryce McCammon. Here's a set in the pitch. Outside a ball. Runners on second, third. Timeout on the diamond. Coach Borden is going to walk out. Going to have a meeting right there on the dirt. We'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Larson and Sons Target Sports, 408 South Main Street, Sheridan, Indiana. You can reach them by phone, 317-758-5886. Again, that number, 317-758-5886. New and used certified gun sales, buy, sell, trade. Gunsmithing and repairs are welcome there. You can ask about their local gun range for safe practice shooting. Stepping back in. One ball, no strikes, runners on second and third. McCammon, Nassette. A bit high for a ball. Number five, Burkhalter. Batting. Bottom of the first, one out. Swung on. Fouled back to the screen. Count goes 2-1. Ball's in play. Peering in, looking at signals. Here's the set and the delivery. High for a ball. Peering over the first base dugout. The Knights occupying the first base dugout. Peering over Jackson Kane. Here's the set position. McCammon. Runner at first base. Timeout on the diamond. Going to be a runner. Cardwell. First run, number nine. Jameson Slate. Third base occupied. Swing and a miss. One out. Swing and a miss, number eight, Cole Cardwell batting. Peering in, looking at singles. Out of the set. Pitch comes in outside of ball. Gets by the glove, off the glove of Kane. Run comes in from third base. 24, Cole Wise scores. 1-0 contest. Counts 1-1. Runners at second and third. Stepping back in, left-handed batter, Cole Cardwell. Looking at signals. Long look. Here's the set. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch just outside. Count goes 2-1. Peering in, looking at singles. Runners at second and third. Here comes the 2-1. Swung on. Shortstop. Going to be fielded by Evan Jeanhart. Two outs in the inning. Cameron Davis going to step in. He wears number 23. He's the catcher in today's ballgame for Northwestern. Runners on second, third, two outs. Here comes the set. Here comes the pitch. Strike called. Knee high, fastball. Peering in, looking at signals. Here comes the set. Breaking pitch. in for a strike. Right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. Number 23, Cameron Davis. Bryce McCammon, set position, here comes the pitch. Swung on, foul back, out of play. Cameron Davis steps back in. Two strikes. Currently looking at singles. Bryce McCammon from the set. Here comes the pitch. Swung on, he'll pop one. Center field, moving to his left. Bryn Robbins will make the catch. Three outs, he'll fly out. That'll end the first inning. After one complete, Northwestern in front, 2-0. And we'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts, CarQuest Auto Parts, 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. The south edge of Cicero at Cicero Town Plaza. Team members at CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero are here to ensure you get the right parts the first time. Reach them by phone at 317-984-4931. Again, that number is 317-984-4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve Dean's Auto Parts. Back out on the diamond, top of the second inning. Back out on the hill, getting some warm-ups, reaching back a bit for that velocity on that pitch. Bit high away. First batter here in the bottom of the second inning. Going to be number 32, first baseman, Justin Brady. Finishing up the warm-up tosses on the field. We'll mention a little bit about the pitcher. That's Burkhalter. Burkhalter has gone five innings entering this ballgame. He has an ERA of 1.40. We'll mention he's 1-0 on the season. He's got one attempted save. I take that back. He's got one appearance on the season. Stepping into bat, going to be left-handed batter. Number 32, Justin Brady. Ball's back in the hand. Warms that ball up, rubs some moisture off that ball. Stepping back to the rubber is A.J. Burkhalter. Stepping in, left-handed batter, Brady. First pitch comes in, inside strike zone. Zero and one count. Stepping back in, peering in, looking at singles. This is Burkhalter. Here comes the wind. Here's the pitch. Can be a ground ball foul just right of first base. Fielded in foul territory by Cohen Berry. Going to step back in. Zero and two count. Justin Brady. Peering in, looking at signals. This is Burkhalter. Here comes the wind. Here's the pitch. Outside a ball. Right around the plate. Count goes one ball, two strikes. Peering in singles. Here comes the delivery. Swing and a miss. Breaking pitch. Lefty facing the lefty. One out.
Now batting number three, Jackson Kane.
Stepping into bat, we'll see the catcher for the Knights. Number three, Jackson Kane, right-handed batter. Has that synonymous towel out of the back right pocket. First pitch comes in, swing and a miss, healthy cut by Jackson Kane. Lefty facing a righty. Burkhalter peering in, looking at signals. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss right on time, Jackson Kane. Zero and two. Step back in. Look at the signals. Here's the delivery. Swung on, fouled back to the screen. count remains 0-2. Kane going to step back in. Burkhalter going to adjust that left sleeve back on the rubber. 1 foot on, 1 foot off. Left foot on. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch. Missed outside. Didn't get the grip. Count goes 1-2. Here comes the wind. Here comes the pitch. Outside, a ball. Count goes 2-2. Stepping back in. Jackson Kane. Back on the rubber. Turning in, looking at signals. Here comes the wind. He's going to step off the back. He'll step back on. 2-2 count. Here comes the pitch. Ground ball. Going to be fielded by the shortstop. He'll throw on to first base. Quick play. Pretty close at first, but he'll be called out. Good play right there. Cole Wise across the diamond to Cohen Berry. Second out of the inning. Stepping into bat, Caden Minnick. Caden Minnick will be the seventh batter in the lineup. Right fielder wears number 20. Open stance. Here's the pitch. Outside edge strike. Strike called. Count to 0-1. Looking at signals. Here comes the stretch. Excuse me, the wind and delivery. Right down Meridian. Zero and two. Left-handed batter facing the lefty, Burkhalter. Look at the singles. Here comes the wind and the pitch. He'll punch one left side. It'll be a foul ball. It's going to be unplayable. It'll land in the grass. Synthetic grass here at Northwestern High School. The whole diamond. So they'll toss one back in, same baseball. So reflex signals from the dugout. Count remains 0-2. Caden Minnick at the plate. Here's the pitch. He'll nail one left side. It's going to be a jet foul. He took it the other way. Floated over third base. Going to be a foul ball. Count remains 0-2. Peering in, looking at signals. Minnick, facing the 0-2 once again. He'll foul one back to the screen. So 0-2 once again. Caden Minnick stepping in the rubber. Left foot on, right foot off. Here comes the pitch. Ball outside, going to be gloved. Just off the glove, webbing goes back to the screen. Count goes 1-2. Two outs, top of the second inning. Two runs in for Northwestern in the bottom of the first. Here comes a 1-2 to Minnick. He'll foul one. He's going to take one skyward. It's going to be on the diamond, actually. Going to be called for by the shortstop. Catch made by Cole Wise. Quality at bat for Caden Minnick. So after 1.5, it's a 2-0 contest. Northwestern in front. Are you looking for that newer truck or sport utility vehicle? Visit us at Frankfort Truck and Car Sales in Frankfort, Indiana, or online at ftcsales.com. Or call 765-654-7777. We offer bank, finance, or easy low payment plan. Visit us at ftcsales.com today. Since 1999, for 23 years, your go-to dealer, Frankfort Truck and Car Sales. Open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 7. Friday 9 to 6 and Saturdays 9 to 4. They're located at 1601 McKinley Avenue, Frankfort, Indiana, 46041. That's Frankfort Truck and Car Sales. They throw it down to second base. And they'll work it from there. Put the ball in the glove of Bryce McCammon. Stepping into bat, bottom of the second inning for Northwestern. It'll be number three, Cohen Berry. Right-handed batter facing the right-handed Bryce McCammon. Here comes the wind, here comes the pitch. High for a ball one. Pretty good velocity, Bryce McCammon. Stepping back in, right-handed batter. Cohen Berry, here's the pitch. Just missed inside. Might have been a bit tall. Count goes 2-0. Apparently looking at singles, just a wind into the pitch. Ball three, inside and low. Here comes the delivery from a camera. Inside and tight for a ball. Four pitch walk issued to Berry. Next batter in the lineup for Northwestern going to be number 15, Kai Jackson. Stepping in. Working from the stretch, Bryce McCammon is the set and the pitch. First pitch, swing and a miss. One ball, no strikes. Nine-hitter, Kai Jackson for Northwestern. Runner at first base. Here's the pitch. High for a ball. Count goes one ball, one strike. At first base, Cohen Berry. Working from the stretch, Bryce McCammon. Jess misses low. Count goes two balls, one strike. Checks first base, out of stretch. Strike. Strike called. Count goes 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, nobody out. Bottom of the second inning. Bryce McCammon set. There's the pitch a bit tall. Count goes 3-2. Stepping in. Here comes a 3-2 pitch from McCammon. Inside for a ball, taking off on the pitch with Cohen Berry. Cohen Berry at second base. Runners at first and second base. Nobody out. Stepping in to bat. The one hitter, Cole Van Adder. Here comes the pitch. Outside of ball. He squares to bunt. Pulls the bat back. Looking to bunt a strike. Cole Van Adder. Cole Van Adder, a 375 average. Entering today's ball game. He's played in both games. He's got 10 plate appearances, 8 official at-bats. Little meeting at the Hill right there from McCammon and Kane. Jackson Kane back behind the plate, stepping to the rubber. In the rubber now, ball's ready. Here comes a stretch and a set. To put a bunt down, goes third base side, picked up by McCammon. Safe at first base. No throw to first base. Runners on each base. Nobody out, stepping into bat. for Northwestern. Number 16, Austin Robinson. Austin Robinson, 10 plate appearances, 6 official at-bats. He's got 1 hit. He scored 3 runs. Pitch comes in, swing and a miss. Back to the rubber. Turn in, look at the signal. Out of the stretch, now the set. Breaking pitch in for a strike. Righty facing a righty. Count goes 0-2. Here's the pitch. Low for a ball. Could be blocked by Kane. He'll keep it lateral from him. He'll pick it up. Nobody moving. Count goes 1-2. Right-handed batter. Right-handed pitcher. He'll be hit by pitch. Run comes in. Cohen Berry. One run in. 3-0 contest. Nobody out. Time out on the diamond. The conference at the pitcher's mound. Next batter in the lineup for Northwestern, 34, Tate Mullins. Runners at first, second, and third base. Nobody out. 3-0 contest. Going to elect to go with a right-handed pitcher. Tyler Fox going to be the pitcher for Central Catholic. Tyler Fox, number 14, 6'1", 165. Hitting warm-up tosses. Working the breaking pitch, getting warmed up. Tyler Fox. Infield going to meet around the rubber right there. Give him some encouragement and going to walk off the diamond. Coach Bourdonnais. Three nothing contest in the bottom of the second inning. Bit of a gray sky, not much. Rain fell earlier today, kind of slowed up. Gave a window for this ball game.
Now on the mound for the ninth, number 14, Tyler Fox. Stepping up to the plate again is number 24, Cole Wise.
Stepping in the bat, number 24, Cole Wise. Runner on each base, Tyler Fox. Swung on ground ball, third base. Can be fielded. Billy Owens, he'll get the out at the plate, fourth out, one out. Runners move 90 feet. Listen, a fielder's choice by the official scorer. That's Wesley Miller doing the public address. Runners on each base. Stepping in the back, Tate Mullins. First pitch comes in. Line shot, right field. Going to get behind right fielder, Caden Minnick. To his left. Not a play to stop it. Couldn't cut it off. coming in to score.
Mullins is a two RBI double.
Two RBI double. Mullins. Runners at second and third base. At the bat, after Mullins and the A.J. Burkhalter, pitcher, they wear number 5, batting 500 on the season. 9 official at-bats, 6 official at-bats, 9 appearances. First pitch outside and low for a ball. Time called by Jackson Kane. So we'll kind of have a conversation with Tyler Fox. Left-handed batter steps back in. Apparently looking at signals, working from the stretch. Breaking pitch. Pretty good control, just high for ball 2. Working from the stretch, now the set. Swung long, ground ball. Third base side can be gloved by Billy Owens to get the out at first base. Coming in to score, number 24, Cole Wise. 2 outs here in the bottom of the second.
First off, the ground's out, but Wise scores on the plate and the Tigers.
Next batter in the lineup, number 8, Cole Cardwell, another left-handed batter. Peering in, looking at signals from the set, Tyler Fox. Breaking pitch inside for a ball. To step back in, Tyler Fox, looking at signals. From the set position, here's the pitch. Breaking pitch, just missed. Coming right across here from the 2 o'clock arm slot. Take that back to 10 o'clock arm slot for the righty. Swing and a miss. 2 balls, 1 strike. Step back in. Tyler Fox, here's the pitch. Strike called, knee high. Count goes 2-2. Looking at singles, Tyler Fox. Still in the set. Here's the set position. Here's the pitch. Swing and miss. Strike 3. He'll go down swinging. Northwestern come up with 4 runs. Score after 2 complete. Northwestern 6. Lafayette Central Catholic yet to score. We'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Century 21 Real Estate. Lisa Stokes Bear. Enthusiasm, experience, and knowledgeable. Lisa Stokes Bear. Real estate agent. Real estate broker. Lisa listens. That's Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21 Sheets, serving Hamilton, Tifton, and Madison counties since 1997, specializing in residential and corporate relocations. Contact Lisa by phone or by text message at 317-513-4086. That's 317-513-4086. Lisa Stokes Bear. A passion to prove her professionalism, let Lisa surpass your expectations. And some warm-up tosses on the diamond. So doing the pitching is Burkhalter, A.J. Burkhalter. They throw it down to second base with Cameron Davis. Stepping into bat for the Knights. Going to be number 24. Evan Deanhart. He'll step in. Infield at regular depth. Outfield the same. Top of the third inning, first pitch from Burkhalter. Outside is backdoor curveball, called the strike. Steps back in, Dienhart. Looking at signals. Here's a wind. And this pitch. Backdoor curveball. In there for a strike. Got a little bit more of the plate. Now go 0-2. High for a ball. Reaching back, looking for some more velocity is Burkhalter. Count goes 1-2. Pairing in, looking for singles. Swung on, swing and a miss. Go down on strikes. He'll set down. There's one out. Top of the third inning. Set to bat for Lafayette Central Catholic. It's Billy Owens. The wear number 15. Righty facing the lefty. First pitch, swing and a miss. Good help, good cut from Billy Owens right on time. Count goes 0-1. Peering in the signals, here comes a wind. Outside a ball. Count goes 1-1. Pitch comes inside. Third offering is ball inside. Count goes 2-1. Swung on, swing and a miss. Right on time, Billy Owens. Batting for the Knights. Could adjust that left sleeve right there and steps back on. Burkhalter. Here comes the wind delivery. Swung on. Going to be a line shot. Base hit to right field. Billy Owens gets himself aboard.
Owens with the base hit to right field.
Now one runner on. One out. Top of the third inning. Going to bat for the second time in the ballgame. Number 12, Owen Munn. Step in. There's an open stance. Looking for the right-handed batter's box. Peering in, looking at signals. Working from the stretch. Now the set. Here's the pitch. Punchy swing. It's going to go off the catcher's gear. Going to veer right in front of the fence there. Nice dugout. Tracking it down. Cameron Davis. Difficult pitch to glove as a catcher. Timeout on the diamond. Cameron Davis going to have conversation with A.J. Burkhalter. In the batter's box is Owen Munn. Owen Munn, 5 hits on the season. That leads the Knights. He scored 3 runs. He has 2 RBI. He'll step in. Right-handed batter. Peering in. Looking at signals, working from the stretch. Here's the set. Check second base. Here's the pitch. Ball low. Count goes 2-0. Owen Munn in the batter's box. On the pitcher's mound, A.J. Burkhalter. Here's the set. Here comes the pitch. Right down meridian. Strike call is knee high. Looking at that pitch is Owen Munn. Owen Munn steps in a 5.56 batting average on the season. Looking at signals. Here's the set. Here's the pitch. To take a drive right side, foul ball out of play. One runner aboard, Billy Owens at second base for the Knights. Step into the rubbers. Pairing of signals out of the stretch. Here comes a 2-2 pitch. Ground ball on the infield. Going to get between third and second base. Going to be a slide at third base. Going to be safe at third. That was a fielder's choice. Cole Wise fielded the shortstop baseball right there and took a beer to the right. Tried to make a tag on his own at third base. Safe at third is Billy Owens. Runner at first and third base. Stepping in the bat for the Knights. Number 33. Brynn Robbins. Right-handed batter. Here's the pitch. To drive one foul out of play, right side. To step back in. 0-1 pitch. Peering in, looking at signals. Pitches inside. Fastball. Ball one. Steps back in, right-handed pitcher, batter, lefty pitcher. And squared a bunt. Wasn't a strike, pulled the bat back. Safe at second. No bunt needed. Oh, 2-1 count. Brynn Robbins looking at signals. Third base coach. Coach Bourdonnais at third base is Billy Owens. At second base, Owen Munn. And a foul one off, straight back off the screen. 33, Brynn Robbins. Count goes 2-2. Steps back in. Looking at the pitcher. Here's the pitch. Straight breaking ball. To go down on strikes.
Robbins goes down looking. Now batting number 25, Carter Johnson.
Stepping into bat, 25, Carter Johnson. Runners on second and third base from the set. Pitch comes in. Strike called. Carter Johnson steps back in. Take a line shot down the left field baseline to go foul. Foul ball. Count 0-2. Two outs. Top of the third inning. Stepping back in, Burkhalter. Right-handed, or excuse me, left-handed batter. Carter Johnson is the pitch. He'll foul one down the left field line. Give it a chase. It's a foul ball. In play, but uncatchable. Pretty large foul territory here at Northwestern High School. Count remains 0-2. Here's the pitch. He'll foul one back. Carter Johnson off the screen. Count remains 0-2. To the pitchers now. Burkhalter in the batter's box. Johnson. Carter Johnson facing A.J. Burkhalter. Here's the 0-2. He can get a piece of it. It's going to be over the outstretched arm of Burkhalter at first base. Catch and out's going to be made. It was a close one. We'll mention after 2.5. Northwestern in front. 6-0. Coach Bourdonnais put the ball back in the glove of Tyler Fox. We'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Larson and Sons, Target Sports, 408 South Main Street, Sheridan, Indiana, 46069. Reach them by phone, 317-758-5886. Their number, 317-758-5886. new and used certified gun sales, buy, sell, trade. Gunsmithing and repairs are welcome here. You can ask them about a local gun range for safe practice shooting. You can visit them on Facebook, Larson and Sons Target Sports. That's Larson AMD Sons Target Sports. Tuning in, looking at signals. We're getting these warm-up tosses. Tyler Fox. The third around the diamond, down to second base, from the hand of Jackson Kane. Stepping into bat, bottom of the third inning. Going to be number 23. Cameron Davis. Right-handed batter. Second time through the lineup. Peering in, looking at signals. Working from the stretch. Nobody on. Tyler Fox. Going to take a shot down left field. Going to be playable. Going to be caught in left field by Carter Johnson. There's one out. Here in the top of the third inning. Next batter, we'll see Cohen Berry. For wear number three, Cohen Berry, playing first base in the ballgame. Peering in, looking at singles. From the stretch, Tyler Fox. First pitch in for a strike. Strike taken. Number three, Cohen Berry. He's had four plate appearances entering the ballgame. One of them, official at bat. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch, a bit high. Pretty good break right there. Tyler Fox. Cohen Berry has scored a run. He's got a base on balls. And one HBP. Here comes the pitch. Outside of ball. He's been left on base twice. Right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher, Tyler Fox, inside a ball. Count goes 3-1. Tyler Fox, pitch comes in, strike called. Right-handed batter, Cohen Berry. Right-handed pitcher, Tyler Fox. Swung on. He'll pop one. Might be playable. Nope. Going to call him off. Center field, Bryn Robbins. Going to make the catch. Shallow center field. Coming in to make the catch for out number two. Stepping into bat, number 15. For the Tigers, remember, he's been to play third base. Taking it back left field. Stepping in, left, right-handed batter. Ground up the middle. Will be fielded by Evan Dehart behind second base. He'll throw to first base across the diamond. He'll get the play, making the put out, 32, Justin Brady. So no runs, no hits, no one left on base. At the end of three innings, Northwestern 6, Central Catholic 0. We'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by looking for that newer truck or sport utility vehicle. Visit us at Frankfort Truck and Car Sales in Frankfort, Indiana, or online at ftcsales.com. Or call 765-654-7777. We offer bank finance or easy low payment plan. Visit us at ftcsales.com today. Since 1999, for 23 years, your go-to dealer, Frankfort Truck and Car Sales. Open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 7. Friday 9 to 6 and Saturdays 9 to 4. They're at 1601 McKinley Avenue, Frankfort, Indiana, 46041. That's Frankfort Truck and Car Sales. They throw the ball around the diamond, put the ball back in the glove of AJ Burkhalter. Could have been working right there. Stepping in the back for the Knights. Here in the top of the fourth, TJ Bell, number 16. First pitch, breaking pitch, waits on it, drives it out of play, right side. Step back in, TJ Bell, junior class member. Breaking pitch, going to go high over Burkhalter's head. Going to be fielded by a bare hand at shortstop in a nice play by the shortstop, Cole Wise. A bare hand probably got the out. Stepping in. Going to bat for the Knights. 32, Justin Brady. Left-handed batter. He'll stretch out before he steps in. One out, top of the fourth, six-run ball game. Pitch comes in, strike called. Steps back in. Here comes the wind and delivery. Breaking pitch high for a ball. Justin Brady steps back in the box, 1-1 count. A.J. Burkhalter, here's the pitch. Breaking pitch, right at the right elbow, breaks right across the plate. Count goes 1-2. Signal's given. Here comes the wind, here's the pitch. Going to make contact, going to be a sky high. Foul ball, excuse me, a fair ball, and it's going to be fielded by the pitcher, Burkhalter. Right there beside him was Cohen Barrett.
Now back to the pitcher. Now batting number three, Jackson Kane.
So step in. Two outs. Number three, Jackson Kane. Kane going to stand straight away. Right-handed batter, lefty pitcher. Here's the pitch. It's tall off the glove of catcher Cameron Davis. Here comes the pitch. Outside of ball. Two balls, no strikes. Kane steps back in. Burkhalter, here's the pitch. Outside of ball. Count goes 3-0. He'll step back in. Peering in, looking at signals. Here's the wind and the pitch. Strike called. Count goes 3-1. Jackson Kane, A.J. Burkhalter. Outside, ball four. He'll jog down to first base, stepping in. It's going to be Caden Minnick. It's going to be a time on the diamond. They're going to courtesy run for the catcher, Jackson Kane. And Hudson Gutwein will be the courtesy runner. Two outs in the inning. Runner at first base is Hudson Gutwein. Left-handed batter, Caden Minnick. Take a healthy cut, swing and a miss. Inside edge. Caden Minnick will step in. He scored 3 runs. He has 1 RBI on the season. Thought about putting a bunt down, breaking pitch. broke away. Strike called. Take that back, strike offering. Count goes 0 and 2. Here's the set. Here's the pitch. Outside, swing and a miss. So at the end of four, coming to bat in the bottom of the fourth will be Northwestern. The end of 3.5, 6-0, Northwestern in front. Tyler Fox out to pitch here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Working the wind-ups right there. Working from the diamond right there. Nice tossing the ball around. So, getting warm-up tosses. Six nothing contest. They're going to call down, throw it down to second base, third base. Second base, Jackson Kane. So work it around the infield. Put it back in the glove of Tyler Fox. First batter for Northwestern. Getting ready to step in. Going to be number 19, Cole Van Adder. Batting into one position. Working from the stretch. Fox. First pitch, swing and a miss. Calls. Sounds like I might have got a piece of the bat, but did not, evidently. So working from the stretch. Set, here comes a pitch from Fox. Breaking pitch. Cross the dish. Broke inside. Strike called. Peering in looking at signals. Tyler Fox. Breaking pitch. Off the dirt. Take that back fastball. Short hop to glove of Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane takes a little bit of the brunt. Home plate umpire hand delivers a baseball. Stepping back in, Cole Van Adder. Tyler Fox looking at signals from the set. Here comes the pitch. The ball hit around home plate right there in the dirt. Fielded by Jackson Kane. He'll step to the inside. He'll make the play at first base to Justin Brady. One out. Bottom of the fourth inning. Take that back. Going to say it went off of his bat. Going to go off. He's got him in the box. It looked like it might have been deflected. It was. So they bring him back to bat with a 1-2 count. Stepping back in, Tyler Fox. Here's the delivery of the pitch right down Meridian. Going to get a piece of it. Going to chase it down. It's going to land in left center field. Picked up by Bren Robbins. The stand-up double at second base. Off the bat of Van Adder.
Coming up to play the Tigers number 16, Austin Robbins.
So at second base, Van Adder. Nobody out. Runner at second base. Stepping in, Austin Robinson. Was number 16. From the stretch, Tyler Fox. Check second base. Set position. Here's the pitch. Outside of ball. working from the stretch. Here's the set. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Count goes 1-1. Van Adder at second base. Nobody out. Bottom of the fourth inning. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. One-two count. Austin Robinson. Pairing and looking at signals. Tyler Fox. Pickoff move at second base. Timing play. Going to go off the gloves with Dean Hart, but not going anywhere. Staying around second base is Van Adder. Steps back in, Austin Robinson. One-two count, nobody out. Can be a ground ball in the infield. Chest foul, left side. Glove by Billy Owens. He'll toss it back to Tyler Fox. Count remains, one ball, two strikes. Stepping in the rubber, Tyler Fox. Catch second base from the set position. Breaking pitch. Broke in there for a strike. Pretty good control of that breaking pitch. Strike three. One out. Here in the bottom of the fourth. Next to bat, Cole Wise. Where's number 24? Steps in, right-handed batter, runner at second base is Van Adder. First pitch, a ball. All low. One ball, no strikes. Steps back in. Cole Wise from the set position. Tyler Fox. Breaking pitch, finished a bit high. Two balls, no strikes. Appear back in, look at signals. Two balls, no strikes. Set position per Fox. Check second base. Here's the pitch. Swung on. To go right side. It'll be fly ball. It's going to end up in foul territory. It would have been a difficult chase. Ball lands, a foul ball. So they'll bring the ball back to the glove. Tyler Fox. Two balls, one strike. Back in the box, 24, Cole Wise. Back in the rubber, Tyler Fox. Runner at second base. Breaking pitch right across the dish. Pretty good breaking ball working today for Tyler Fox. Two balls, two strikes. One out. Runner at second base. Set position. Here comes the pitch. Swung on. Foul ball. Line shot. Out of the territory right there. Stays in the field of play. Two balls, two strikes. One out. Runner at second base. Set position. Tyler Fox. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch. Got him. Kind of froze him there and breaking pitch across the dish. One out. Bottom of the fourth inning. Two balls, two strikes. Set to bat 34, Kate Mullins. Right-handed batter. Second base, Van Adder. Step off the bat, Tyler Fox. They're going to offer him to first base. There's going to be no pitches. They'll put him on.
Mullins is intentionally walked.
So he'll be at first base, the intentional walk. That's what my dad says is a compliment. So stepping in, right-handed batter's box. Wearing number 5, A.J. Burkhalter. Runners on first and second. Two out. Left-handed batter, right-handed pitcher, Tyler Fox. Here's the pitch. Outside of ball.
Two out.
One ball, no strikes. Stepping back in, Burkhalter. Set position, Fox. Swing and a miss. Step back in, touch the plate, far and drag it near. Step back in, one ball, one strike. Set position, Fox. Here comes the pitch. Outside edge, called strike. Step back in, 1-2 count to A.J. Burkhalter. Set position, Tyler Fox, he'll pitch it. Inside a ball, going to get part of a uniform.
Burkhalter hit by the pitch, loading the bases to the fire.
Let's use a courtesy runner once again.
Stepping
up to
the plate for the Tigers, number 8, Cole Cardwell.
Burkhalter will jog off.
Running for the Tigers, number 9, Jansen.
Doing the running once again, Jansen. Slate was number 9. Left-handed batter's box, number 8, Cole Cardwell. Set position, Tyler Fox pitches. Just outside of ball. Steps back in. Cole Cardwell. Tyler Fox. Pitch. Outside edge. Called strike. Count goes 1-1. Runners on each base for Northwestern. Two outs. Bottom of the fourth. Fouled back to the screen. Count goes 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Back in the rubber, Tyler Fox. Set position. Here's the pitch. Count goes 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Tyler Fox, Cole Cardwell. Foul back, gonna hit the screen. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Runners on each base. From the set, here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike 3, breaking pitch. Three outs in the bottom of the fourth inning. At the end of 4, Northwestern 6, Central Catholic 0. We thank you for listening. We'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Reynolds Farm Equipment since 1955, 1451 East 276th Street, Atlanta, Indiana. Reynolds Farm Equipment. .com. And now Titus Bakery and Deli. Titus Bakery and Deli. They've been there a couple of years. We'll mention they are inside Reynolds Farm Equipment. Hours of operation. Titus Bakery and Deli. They're open 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. That's Monday through Friday. On Saturday, they're open 7 a.m. to noon. Join them for a breakfast and or lunch. TitusBakery.com. You can grab a hot coffee and a donut or that hot breakfast you've been looking for. Stop in and visit Reynolds Farm Equipment and Titus Bakery and Deli along US 31 in northern Hamilton County. Some final warm-up tosses on the diamond. New pitcher in the ball game for Northwestern. Taking some warm-up tosses right there. working with his catcher, Cameron Davis. We'll capture that for you in just a moment. Working some final warm-up tosses. And that first batter here in the top of the fifth is going to be number 15, Billy Owens. Take that back. We're going to see Deanhart. We're going to see Evan Deanhart, first batter. Now doing the pitching for Northwestern. Where's number 18? That's Easton Whaley. Easton Whaley on the diamond. Stepping in. Number 24, Evan Deanhart. Evan Deanhart going to step in, step back out. Waiting, just giving the umpire a chance to get going there. You got some H2O between innings, so step in now. Here we go. Top of the fifth. Looking at signals. 18, Whaley. First pitch, swing and a miss, fastball. Pretty good cut right there from Deanhart. Count goes 0-1. Here comes a delivery from Whaley. Strike, inside edge. Count goes 0-2. Right from the windup, here's the pitch. He'll foul one right side. He'll lift it. He'll be uncatchable. He'll stay in the field of play. This surface does, as mentioned, have pretty good foul territory right here. Deanhart going to step back in. 0-2 count. He's going to face Easton Whaley. Inside and low. Short hops the glove of catcher Cameron Davis. Here comes a 1-2 pitch. Going to get a piece of it. Going to be a foul ball. It's a short hop the glove there after the foul. It's staying in the box. No drop. No drop third on that play. Count goes 1-2. Working from the windup, here's the pitch. Could be another foul ball. He'll pull this one. Left side, near the screen of Northwestern's dugout, third base side. Count goes 1-2 once again. Here comes the wind. Here's the pitch. Could be a ground ball. Shortstop backhand. He'll throw across the diamond. Cole Wise to Cohen Berry. Berry will get the put out.
Deanhart grounds up the short. Bring up number 15, Billy Owens.
One out, top of the fifth inning. Stepping in, going to be number 15, Billy Owens. Right-handed batter. New pitcher in the inning, Easton Whaley. Where's number 18? Here's the pitch. Short hops the glove. Good stop by Cameron Davis. 1-0. Billy Owens, right-handed batter. Here comes a wind in the pitch from Whaley. Swing a miss. Count goes 1-1. Appearing in, looking at singles. Here's the pitch. Ground ball, shortstop, Cole Wise fields it, throws across the diamond, out number 2.
Owens grounds out short, bring out number 12, Owen Marsh.
2 outs, top of the fifth. We see the one hitter, Owen Munn. Owen Munn going to step in. Step in the box, right-handed batter. Right-handed pitcher. Here's the pitch. Thought about a bunt for a hit. Ball outside, pulls the bat back. One ball, no strikes. Owen Munn. Easton Whaley. Ground ball foul, just left of third base on the ground. Count goes to one ball, one strike. Owen Munn steps back in. Easton Whaley from the windup. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch across the dish. Strike called. Count goes one ball, two strikes. Open stance. Bit of an open stance. We'll close on the approach. Here comes the wind and the pitch. Short hops the glove of Davis. Keeps the ball in front of him. Count goes two balls, two strikes. Back in the box. Pair of signals. Here comes the wind. Here's the pitch. It'll be a ground ball in the infield. Can be fielded by the third baseman, couldn't field it. Ball goes under the glove. He'll reach base by air, and at first base, it'll be Owen Munn.
Munn reaches first, bring up number 20, bring up number 33. Bryn.
Stepping into bat, we're going to see number 33, Bryn Robbins. He'll step in right now. Right-handed batter, working from a stretch. Here comes the pitch. Outside of ball. Working from a stretch, right-handed pitcher, Easton Whaley, right-handed batter, Bryn Robbins. He'll take a drive over a shortstop to the outfield. It'll two-hop the glove of Ty Jackson. Two hops it in, and they'll throw back in the lineup at the cutoff, Cole Wise. Runners on first and second base. Be timeout on the diamond. Called by Cameron Davis, the catcher. They'll have a conversation with his pitcher, Easton Whaley. Runners on first and second base. Top of the fifth inning. Two outs. Stepping in. Carter Johnson. Number 25. Peering in, looking at signals. Easton Whaley. Set position. Here comes Whaley. The pitch. Outside of ball. Short off the glove. Good stop once again. Cameron Davis. Steps back in, Carter Johnson. Here comes the stretch, now the set. Whaley. Fouled back, out of play, over the third base dugout. Count goes one ball, one strike. One count. Two outs, runners at first and second base. In the box, Carter Johnson. Here comes the pitch. Outside of ball. Two balls, one strike. Carter Johnson, left-handed batter, right-handed pitcher, Easton Whaley. Thought about a pickoff move. Clockwise, didn't make the throw. Steps off the rubber, a step back in. 2-1 count, Carter Johnson facing Easton Whaley. Pitch comes inside and low, ball three. Count goes 3-1. Set position for Whaley. Here's the pitch. Outside, ball four. Knights occupying each base. Two outs. Top of the fifth inning. Set to bat for the Knights, number 16, TJ Bell. step in, right-handed batter. That's pretty close to that plate. Easton Whaley. Here comes the pitch to Bell. Outside edge calls it a strike. Step back in. Working from the windup. Here's the wind. Here's the pitch. Inside and tight. Count goes 2 balls, no strikes. Check that. Count goes 1-1. That's what he shows, the umpire. Here we go. Ground ball, hard hit. Wise fields it, throws 6-4 to second base. Austin Robinson gets the foot out. So nicely, 3 on base. Bottom of the 5th inning on the way. And we'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. CarQuest Auto Parts, 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. The south edge of Cicero at Cicero Town Plaza. Team members at CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero are here to ensure you get the right parts the first time. Reach us by phone at 317-984-4931. Again, that number is 317-984-4931. A locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve Dean's Auto Parts. And some final warm-up tosses. They're getting ready to toss it down. Bottom of the 5th inning.
Thank you, Papa
Don. Ball around the infield. Tyler Fox working from the stretch. Jackson Kane going to toss it down. One hop, second base. Fielded right there, and they'll toss it around the infield. Set to bat here in the bottom of the 5th. Number 23 for Northwestern, Cameron Davis. Cameron Davis playing the catcher's position in today's ball game. To step into bat. Entering the ball game, he was batting 1,000. That's in one game. One plate appearance, he scored 1 run. Tyler Fox, here's the pitch. Swung on, going to the left field. Base hit off the bat.
The first one on the left field from base hit.
So he'll be at first base. Second batter here in the bottom of the 5th. Going to be number 18 for Northwestern. And number 18 going to step in. That's Easton Whaley, pitcher of record. At first base, base hit. Runner on board. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. No balls, one strike. He'll check the wristband. Step back in. Right-handed batter, Easton Whaley. Set position, Tyler Fox. Breaking pitch, missed low. Lower, a bit outside. Count goes 1-1. Steps back in, does Whaley. Peering in, looking at signals. Tyler Fox, set position. Here's the pitch. Outside edge. Strike called. 1-2. Peering in, looking at signals. Set position. Here's the pitch. Outside a ball. Count goes 2-2. Bottom of the 5th inning, runner at first base. Northwestern batting. Set position, here's the pitch. Swung on, ground ball, third base, fielded by Billy Owens. He'll throw to second base, he'll get a 5-4 putout to the glove of Owen Munn. One out. Bottom of the fifth inning. Now batting Ty Jackson. Where's number 15? Coach is going to call a timeout. Going to look for a runner to go to first base. Could be courtesy runner.
Set
to bat one or to run once again is number 9, Jansen Slate. Stepping into bat, Ty Johnson. One out, bottom of the fifth, one aboard. Be a fly ball lifted to center field. To back up, make the catch. Throws back in, hit the cutoff. Deanhart, nice catch from Bren Robbins. Left-handed batter going to step in. Cole Van Adder. One position in the lineup. Runner at first base. Two outs. Bottom of the fifth. Here's the set. From Fox, here's the pitch. Breaking pitch, missed just high. Down goes 1-0. Left-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. Here's the pitch. Outside of ball. Two-o count to Van Adder. Step back in, touch the plate far. Peering in, looking at signals. Tyler Fox, set position. Here's the pitch. Just missed inside. Ball three. Three balls, no strikes. Here's the set. Here's the pitch. Strike called. Knee high. Fastball. Count goes 3-1. Stepping back in, peering at signals. Set position, Tyler Fox. Outside of ball. All four, he'll walk in and jog down to first base. Runners at first and second base. Right-handed batters stepping in. Austin Robinson. First pitch comes in, a ball outside. Right-handed batter Robinson facing right-handed pitcher Fox. Pitch comes in inside, short off the glove. Nice stop once again, Jackson Kane. Timeout on the diamond. Is Bordenay going to jog out to meet with his infield? And have a conversation right there with the pitcher and catcher. Two balls, no strikes, two outs. Northwestern batting the bottom of the fifth inning. Six nothing contest, Northwestern. Time back in play. Balls live, here's in the right-handed batter's box. Robinson, here comes the pitch from Fox. Outside of ball. Three balls, no strikes. Peering in, signals. Set position. Jog down to first base. Ball four. Next batter for Northwestern. 24, Cole Wise. Step in the batter's box. Right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. Fox from the set. Drive one to right field. to lift it in the right field, reaching out, making the catch. It's paid minutes. So at the end of five innings, 6-0 contest, Northwestern in front. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Century 21 Real Estate. Lisa Stokes Bear, enthusiasm, experience, and knowledgeable. Lisa Stokes Bear, real estate agent, real estate broker. Lisa Ritzens, Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21 Sheets, serving Hamilton, Tipton, and Madison counties. And she'll work for you in Tippecanoe and Howard County. And we'll mention specializing in residential and corporate relocations. Contact Lisa by phone or by text message at 317-513-4086. Again, 317-513-4086. Lisa Stokes Bear, a passion to prove her professionalism. Let Lisa surpass your expectations. So again, some warm-up tosses here in the, during the top of the sixth inning. Lights are on here at Northwestern High School. They'll throw it down to second base. They'll pick it up, throw it back around the diamond. First batter in the top of the sixth could be number 32, Justin Brady.
Sitting up the sixth for the night, number 32, Justin Brady.
Stepping in. The wind comes in low and inside. First pitch in the sixth inning for Easton Whaley. Pairing in signals to the wind and the pitch. Low for a ball. Count goes 2-0. Signals given. Here's the wind. The pitch to Brady. So foul one left side, out of play. Two balls, one strike. Top of the sixth inning. Brady and Whaley, here's the pitch. They'll foul one left side, line rope out of play. Two balls, two strikes. Looking for baseball's replenishment. Working from the windup. Brady, Whaley, here's the pitch. Outside pitch, trying to short hop it. Cameron Davis veers right side. Stepping back in. Carter Johnson. Check that. Justin Brady. Here's the pitch from Whaley. Be a high ground ball on the infield. Be fielded by Wise. Close play at first base. Be a ground out. 6-3. Stepping in for the Knights. Number 3. Jackson Kane. One out. Top of the sixth inning. Here comes a pitch from Whaley. Short hop the glove, gets short hop. Ball one. One ball, no strikes. Jackson Kane. Easton Whaley. Inside and tight. Count goes 2-0. Right-handed batter, catcher. Right-handed pitcher. Here's the pitch. Outside of ball. Three balls, no strikes. Last time up, Kane walked. Here comes a 3-0 pitch. Ball four.
Kane draws a walk, bring up number 20, Kane in a minute.
Kane stops partially the way down. Make sure that was a ball from the home plate umpire. Or grazing of this uniform. It is a difference. Stepping in. Left-handed batter, Caden Minnick. First pitch high and away. Ball one. Jackson Kane going to run for himself. Set position. Here's Whaley's pitch. Inside a ball. Two balls, no strikes. One out. Top of the sixth inning. Northwestern up by six. 6-0. Here's the pitch. Swung on. Rope over third, second base. Going to hit the gap. Going to field it right in the warning track. Lost the handle. Picked it back up. Cole Cardwell puts it back into the infield. Coming in to score from first base is Jackson Kane. Caden Minnick ends up at third base on the RBI triple. And then back to the pitchers now and have a conference timeout on the field. Six-one ball game. Next batter for the night is going to be Evan Deanhart. Going to walk off the field. At third base.
24, Evan Deanhart.
Here's Caden Minnick. One out, Evan Deanhart. Facing Whaley. Pitch inside, ball one. One ball, no strikes. Here's the wind from Whaley to Deanhart. Low for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Here's the wind in the pitch to Deanhart. Be a called strike. Count goes 2-1. Pairing in singles, here's the wind. Here's the pitch to Deanhart. Ball three was called. 3-1 count. One out. Here's the pitch. Be a ground ball high hop. Be fielded by third baseman. They'll get the out at first base. So he'll get an RBI. Deanhart and Caden Minnick comes in to score. Second run for the Knights. 6-2 ball game. Two outs on the diamond. Stepping into bat, number 15, Billy Owens. Here comes the pitch from Whaley. Fastball, finished high, ball one. One foot on, one foot off the rubber. Turn in signals. Here's the pitch from Whaley to Owens. Ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Here's the pitch. Swung on, foul ball. Hits the screen of the Northwestern dugout. Two balls, one strike. Here's the pitch to Owens. Outside of ball. Count goes 3-1. Billy Owens, Easton Whaley. Here's the pitch. Inside, ball 4. Set to bat for the Knights. Number 12, Owen Mern. Runner at first base is Billy Owens. Timeout on the diamond. Bullpen activity for Northwestern. They're going to bring him in from left field. Runner at first base for the Knights. Two outs. Top of the sixth inning. Two runs in. 6-2 ball game. We're going to get some warm-up pitches. We're going to see number 3 for Northwestern, Cohen Berry. Cohen Berry going to pitch here in the sixth inning. Get some warm-up tosses. Working around the diamond right there. Infield behind the pitcher's rubber. To make the change adjustment.
Okay. Now pitching for the Tigers, number 3.
Okay. Pitching for the Tigers, number 3, Cohen Berry. Cohen Berry to the pitchers now. He's got 4 innings under his belt this season. He's playing 2 ball games. He's made 1 appearance here for Northwestern. He's got a 1-0 win-loss record. He's stepped in right now, allows him warm-up tosses. He's allowed 2 hits. He's allowed 1 run. 1 earned run. 3 base on balls and 11 strikeouts. He'll step in right here in the top of the 6th inning. 2 outs. Knights have a runner on first base. 2 runs in. 6-2 ball game. Stepping into bat for the Knights going to be number 12, Owen Munn.
Stepping up to the plate, number 12, Owen Munn.
Ball's in play. Working from the stretch. One aboard. First pitch, outside edge, called strike. Munn steps back in. Peering in, looking at signals. Cohen Berry. Here's the pitch. Swung on. Ground ball. Hit to Wise at shortstop. He'll toss it over to second base, Austin Robinson. 3 outs in the top of the 6th. Knights come up with 2. 6-2 ball game. Northwestern will bat in the bottom half of the 6th inning. We'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you. Looking for that newer truck or sport utility vehicle? Visit us at Frankfort Truck and Car Sales in Frankfort, Indiana, or online at ftcsales.com, or call 765-654-7777. We offer bank finance or easy low payment plan. Visit us at ftcsales.com today. Since 1999, for 23 years, your go-to dealer, Frankfort Truck and Car Sales. Open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 7, Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 4. Located at 1601 McKinley Avenue, Frankfort, Indiana, 46041. That's Frankfort Truck and Car Sales. On the pitcher's mound now for the Knights, he wears number 9, Hudson Gutwine, as they throw a ball around the infield. Jackson Kane handling the catching duties right here. Some warm-up pitches for Jackson Kane. Right-handed pitcher. Jackson Kane has his first trip right here to the pitcher's mound, Knights Baseball. Pitch comes in high. They'll throw one down. Frozen rope from Jackson Kane to Owen Munn. They'll toss it around the infield.
Now I'm out for the night. Number 9, Hudson Gutwine.
Stepping in to bat in the bottom of the 6th for Northwestern. It's going to be number 34, Tate Mullins. Tate Mullins will step in. Right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher, Hudson Gutwine. Taps the plate far and near. Working from the windup, both feet on the rubber. Here's the wind and the pitch. Swung on, foul, out of play, right side. No balls, one strike, steps back in. Tate Mullins. Comes a wind from Gutwine. Here's the pitch. Tight for a ball. Count goes 1-1. Peering in, looking at signals. Hudson Gutwine. Here's the pitch to Mullins. Inside. Got a piece of him. He'll jog down to first base. One runner aboard for the Tigers. Step to bat. Stepping up to bat number 5, A.J. Burkhalter. Again, left-handed batter, Burkhalter. Doing the pitching for the Knights, number 9, Hudson Gutwine. Comes a set. Here's the pitch. Outside edge, called strike. Step back in. Peering in, looking at signals. Hudson Gutwine. Set position. Here's the pitch. Swung on. Fouled high. Skyward. Give him a chase. Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane makes the catch. Looks like he made that catch outside the dugout. The play took him inside. They're going to call this. We'll see what the official call is. They're going to call him in the dugout. He finished in the dugout. I'm not sure. So they called a strike on a foul ball. 0-2. Steps back in, left-handed batter. Runner at first base is Mullins. Working from the stretch, looking at signals. There's a set to time. Time called, batter. Granted time. Long time to concentrate. So step back in. 0-2 count. Here comes the set. Here's the pitch. Outside a ball. 1-2. Working that outside area right there. Kind of a delicate area. Count goes 1-2. Here's the set from Gutwine. Here's the pitch. He'll take a drive to right field. Draft backing up. Going to get over the top of him. It's going to bounce out. It's going to bounce out for a two-run, two-base hit. They're going to call it a home run. They're going to say it was a home run. And right fielder, Caden Minnick, not quite sure. They're going to talk about it. officials going to get together.
Call the field right now.
Have a conversation. They're going to call two bases.
Case to ground level. Two bases.
Jog back out to second base. Number 5, A.J. Burkhalter. He's going to jog out and run for himself. Northwestern coach going to come in and talk about it. Runners at second and third. So conversation complete. At second base is Burkhalter. At third base is Mullins. Stepping into bat number 8, Cole Cardwell. Working from the rubber, freshman athlete, Hudson Gutwein. Checks the runner. Here comes the pitch. Inside edge, called strike. Step back in the rubber. Looking to signal, here's the set. Here's the pitch. Outside the ball. Going to get off the glove of Jackson Kane. Revere left side back to the screen. Coming in from third base is Tate Mullins. Burkhalter moves to third base. One run in. 7-2 ball game. 1-1 count. Bottom of the 6th inning. Appearing in signal, set position. Here's the pitch. Fouled back to the screen. Left hand batter's box. Count goes 1-2. Looking at signals. Hudson Gutwein. He'll step off the back. Shoe tie, home plate umpire. He's adjusting lower area of his shin guards, left area. Here we go. Ball flies, set position. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. He'll go down on strikes. Cole Cardwell. Stepping into bat. Going to be number 6. Lincoln Cardwell. One out. Bottom of the 6th inning, one aboard at third base. Here's the set. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. One strike on the batter. Here's the pitch. Take a drive center field. Going to get backward. Making the catch is Bryn Robbins. He veered a long way to his left. Makes the catch, but it's an RBI single. Sacrifice fly. Burkhalter in. They're going to call him. Safe at third base for the tag. Tag was successful. Two outs. Bottom of the 6th inning. Another run in. 8-2 ball game, bottom of 6, working from the windup. Hudson Gutwein, inside ball 1. At the batter's box, number 3, Cohen Berry. Right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. Here comes a wind and delivery. Swung on to take a fly ball, can be called for on the infield. Called, caught by Evan Zinghart, going away from the dirt area, making a good catch for out number 3. So, 2 runs in, 8-2 ball game. We'll mention this game. This contest being made possible by Century 21 Real Estate. Lisa Stokes Bear. Enthusiasm, experience, and knowledge. Lisa Stokes Bear, real estate agent, real estate broker. Lisa Vincent. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21 Sheets, serving Hamilton, Tipton, and Madison counties since 1997. She will be available in Kokomo, Howard County, along with probably Lafayette. If you give her a call, she'll help you. Specializing in residential and corporate relocations, contact Lisa by phone or by text message at 317-513-4086. Again, that number is 317-513-4086. And some final warm-up tosses. Working from the wind-up. Working there on the rubber. Number three, that's Cohen. Cohen Berry. Here comes the wind-up. To wind him up, they'll throw it down to second base. Frozen rope from the catcher's hand. Stepping in, we're going to see bat here in the inning. Going to be number seven. Check that. Seventh inning batter going to be number 33, Bryn Robbins. Right-handed batter. He'll step in.
33, Bryn Robbins.
Working against Barry. Here's the pitch. Outside a ball. One ball, no strikes. Robbins back in the box. Here's the pitch. Outside a ball. Count goes 2-0. Step back in. Here's the pitch from Barry. Low for ball three. Here's the wind and delivery to Robbins. He'll swing away. He'll go down the left field line, fair ball. And Bryn Robbins is going to end up at second base.
Robbins with the stand-up double.
Runner aboard, second base, Bryn Robbins set to bat for the Knights, 25. Carter Johnson. Left-handed batter, right-handed pitcher, runner at second base, Bryn Robbins. Working from stretch, now the set. Here's the pitch. Strike taken. Knee high. Count goes 0-1. Peering in, looking at signals, Cohen Berry. Carter Johnson facing Berry. Here's the pitch from Berry. Sexy swing, ball low. Count goes 1-1. One count, Barry facing Johnson. Here's the set, here's the pitch. Ground ball, going to get caught, gloved right here by Barry. He'll toss over to first base. They'll record the out at first base with number 5 playing first base, A.J. Burkhalter.
16, D.J. Bell.
Runner moves to third base. Working right there. Bryn Robbins at third base, stepping into bat. Number 16, T.J. Bell. Here's the wind, the pitch. Breaking pitch for a strike. Right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. Step back in. Look at signals. Here comes the pitch. Good cut, swing and a miss. Count goes 0-2. T.J. Bell, Cohen Berry. Going to be a line shot third base. Be gloved after one hop it to first base. And the put out is going to be made by Burkhalter. Run comes in to score. Bryn Robbins around the bases for the Knights after a double down the left field line, ground to ground. Here comes the pitch. Ball inside. Justin Brady in the batter's box. Cohen Berry on the mound. Here comes the wind. Here's the pitch. Low for a ball. Back on the rubber. Count goes 2-0. Here's the pitch. Takes a strike. No swing. Count goes 2-1. Here comes the pitch. 2-1. Be a ground ball. Be off the bat, off the glove. I should say off the leg of Justin Brady. Count goes 2-2. Two-two pitch on the way. Two outs. Here comes a wind to Brady. Short hop to glove. Ball three. Three-two count. Justin Brady. Easton Whaley. Here's the pitch. And called strike. It's a called strike. And that's going to complete the ball game. Final score, Northwestern 8, Central Catholic 2. Take that back. 3, we're missing 8-3 ball game. We thank you for listening. And next game will happen tomorrow. Tomorrow game, we'll mention Central Catholic Knights. We'll play tomorrow at Denton Central. And we thank you for listening. No matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let it go. Just keep the fire burning.